Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boy, have I been looking forward to talking to you.
You got a slow life then, brother.
Poor guy's calling us from West Coast time, so.
Yeah, what's the deal, man? We need to get you guys on another time zone.
Where everyone's on Pacific time and 3 hours behind?
Yeah, we could do that. As long as everybody's on the same time zone.
Bill Lingvall on 98.5 NCX. God, what a beautiful place he's playing at the Lorraine Palace Theater on this Saturday the 8th. There's a couple of shows, 7 and 9.30 p.m., and you can get them at
9.30?
Yeah, you got the early I can't stay up or out past 9, then you have the, oh, yeah, I can do a show at 9.30.
Yeah, then 9.30 is too late. Oh, well, it is what it is. I'm in bed by 9.30. Be a cardboard cutout of me, 9.30. Oh, 9.30.
Yeah.
God, why do people want to go out so late?
This is a nice date night, $22 to $57, LorrainePalace.org or Ticketmaster. You can also check them out on Bill Engvall, BillEngvall.com. Beautiful old refurbished building that you're playing at. If you're looking for a place to wind down after doing two shows, especially if you're saying, wow, I'm up past 9:30 by bedtime, there's a pretty good Scorchers across and down the street and grab some wings and a cold beer.
Oh, really? All
yeah.
Right. That sounds good.
Although I bet someone's probably going to try out their, hey, you must be a redneck joke, trying to be like the next Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah, no, what you usually get is, hey, I got a joke for you. And I'm like, and they'll start telling you the joke. And I go, oh, yeah, I've heard that one. And they go, oh, yeah. And I go, yeah. And they keep telling me the joke. It's like, dude, I just told you I heard it.
Do people come up and do that to you? They say, first of all, the redneck jokes from Jeff Foxworthy. How long does it take for them to work in? Here's your sign.
It's gotten better now. When I first started getting a little bit of a name, it was really bad. I mean, like, people thought, like, Jeff and I were, like, cousins. And I remember going through the Nashville airport one day, and this security guy goes, hey, man, I really enjoy your comedy. And I said, hey, thanks a lot. And I get through, and he goes, you might be a redneck. And I said, if you don't know your comedian.
Bill Engvall on 98.5 NCX, the Lorraine Palace Theater. Two shows, whether he likes it or not, 7 and 9.30. This Saturday on the 8th. Also, you probably know Bill from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. We'll get into that in just a second. Having lived and worked in Orlando, very familiar with Larry the Cable Guy, I heard he's upped and left the banks of the mosquito and alligator-infested St. John's River in Sanford, Florida. Did he move back to Nebraska?
Yeah. Go figure.
Why that?
You know what, bud? I've asked myself that question. I think because he was born, in Nebraska. And but it wasn't like where he lives now. He lives in like Lincoln, I think.
Okay. Good university town.
Yeah. Which, and he's a big Nebraska fan. But, you know, it's so funny because every time we usually have a, because I'm a Texas fan, so we usually have a little running.
Rivalry? Thing.
Yeah. And he gets beat every time.
Especially this season. They suck.
That's why the great thing about Nebraska fans is they're like, you know what, though, when we had Tom Osborne, it's like, okay, you know what, well, we had Reagan, too. All right, so those are years ago.
The president versus a football coach.
Yeah. But, it's fun. We have a great time. He is really a good dude and just a fun guy to hang out. I think he's funnier off stage than he is on stage.
But. True. Your other blue-collar comedy coworker, Jeff Foxworthy, what's he doing, Bill?
You know what? I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a long time. He and his wife are kind of just, I don't know if he retired or if he's, because I don't see his name out there much. Maybe he's the smart one. He's just out enjoying life. He's not getting up at 30 to call a radio station. He's sleeping.
Yeah. Yeah, Bill's like going, man, I can't wait to live his dream.
Yeah, again.
Bill Engvall on 98.5 NCX. The Lorraine Palace Theater is where he's going to be for two shows. And
what's the weather going to be like?
35.
Oh, that's not bad. We actually live in Park City, Utah.
Oh, wow.
But I have a place here in L.A. because I have to come back. I'm going to be doing an episode of Last Man Standing and just shot a game show yesterday I've been doing called Funny You Should Ask. So it's nice because it was -6.
In Park City, Utah.
Yeah. Now, I wish you would turn to -6 here in L.A. because then they would all move.
You had a tough year there with all the wildfires, and now you've got, mudslides to deal with? Yeah.
Yeah, and it's supposed to rain all day today. Yeah, these people, I got to tell you, I lived here for 30 years. I still don't get it. But people just keep flocking to this town like there's no tomorrow.
Trying to live the dream like you.
I think, yeah, probably, yeah. If they only knew that dream has nightmarish things, elements to it, too, they probably would change their minds.
It involves waiting tables prior to, which no one likes to do.
You know, I'm going to tell you a funny story. When I had, when I was casting for my sitcom, The Bill Engvall Show, we lived in a little town called Manhattan Beach, and it's right here in LA. It's a great little town. And it sounds like a joke, but literally one morning I was out getting the paper and my garbage man gave me his headshot.
Really?
Yeah. He said, "Hey, man, if there's ever a role," I go, "Hey, okay, thanks."
Was that with the gloves on or off from doing his daily dirty duty?
He took his gloves off for that. Are you kidding? They don't even get out of the truck anymore. You know, it's like they don't. It's, I don't know about there, but here, he's got, if your trash can weighs too much, they won't pick it up. And then most time, they don't even get out of the truck. It's fully automated.
You're right. The same thing for garbage and recycling, Bill, because here, like where I live, it's a one-guy job, and he just lifts a thing that brings your box over the top.
Yeah. And by the way, just for the whole world out there, this whole separation, recycling, and garbage, it all goes to the same dump.
Bill Engvall, 98.5 NCXB, the Lorraine Palace Theater. This Saturday, two shows, 7 and 9:30. Get them at lorrainepalace.org or Ticketmaster. I'm looking here. Is it true you originally intended to become a teacher? What subject?
I was actually, would have been all subject. I was going to teach like grade school, like second grade.
Uh-huh.
So whatever your all-encompassing second grade teacher would have taught.
Back when kids would still be at a fun age?
Yeah, I didn't want the little jerks at junior high age. But I really did, because, you know, I always thought that teaching was kind of entertaining in its own manner. And my proof of that is that if you really think back over all your years of schooling, the teachers that made learning fun, you can remember their name. And I had several teachers, and I thought it would have been great. But actually, I had a teacher that in high school that set me on the comedy path. It wasn't like she ever said, "You should go be a comedian," but she fostered in me that ground that made me start thinking about it, because she was very creative. And she was also like my Mrs. Robinson. She was like hot.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, she was like 20. I'm sure if I go back, she was probably like 27, but I was like 15. And it was just like, you know, nothing ever happened. But it was just like, if there had been any open door, I'd have walked right through it.
Yeah. Mrs. Robinson, in 3 more years, I'll be able to be on stage at a club and you can come see me play and perform.
And I can buy you drinks.
Bill Engvall on 98.5 NCX. Yeah, I saw that. I was like, my dad taught high school English for 41 years. My sister's a music teacher in Tempe, Arizona. Dad took early retirement at 62. My sister's still hanging in there. She still digs it.
God bless them. You know what? I'm a huge fan of teachers. I think it's amazing that we say, here's my kid, go educate him, but we're going to pay you less than anybody else makes.
So, and teaching's become daycare. That's what the school system has become.
It is totally. You know what? It's funny you bring that, because I was talking to a guy last night. Do you remember as a kid? Now, you're probably way younger than me, but that if you got in trouble in school, you prayed to God they did not call your house.
Absolutely.
Because you got it twice. Nowadays, kids get in trouble, and their parents are like, "What'd you do to my kid?" It's like, well, he hit a kid with a hammer. That's kind of not cool.
Well, the hammer was put in there against his will.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, somebody put it in there. It's like, okay, yeah, and the drugs weren't his either. Okay.
Yeah, that's a great point.
But it is. It's like my wife always teases me. She goes, you know, you were born a generation too late, and I think she's right.
Speaking of which, God, maybe it was better that you got to be and get involved with comedy, because, God, you've been married to the same and only woman since 1982. How did you meet your wife, Gail?
We went to college together in Texas, but we didn't like each other.
Really?
Yeah, we ran in two separate groups, but it was a very small school. And so here, the problem was, when I was in high school, I was every parent's dream. I didn't do anything wrong. So when I went to college, it was like, oh, this is a much better world.
Yeah.
You know, the worst thing I ever heard in college was somebody said, "You know, they don't take roll here in class." I went, "What?"
It's like these Catholic or private school kids that go out in the public life at a university. It's like, oh, my God, it's a whole new world out there. Let's misbehave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Gail and I knew each other, but I asked her out, but she said no. And then so I thought, well, you know, whatever. You know, there's plenty of women out there. So then she just happened to be in this comedy club in Dallas the night I went on stage the first time, just her and her some friends. And it was, like, really weird. And we talked for a little bit, and, you know.
She didn't know you were going to be there?
No.
Wow.
And I said, we exchanged numbers, and I said, I'll call you in a couple of weeks. And I called her the next day, and that was 36 years ago.
Yeah. Coming up here, too, on December the 18th. That was meant to be.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? This whole anniversary thing on the 18th, I didn't really think that one through because Christmas is the 25th. So it's like,
you want to know if you can do like the? Can I do the 2-for-1?
Well, that's what we do now. We finally got smart and instead of buying, because we've been so blessed. But yeah, because nowadays it's like if she says, "What do you want?" I'm like, I have to make stuff up. I don't know, like a flying bird doll.
You got me a drone last year, so how about maybe like a real life bird this year?
Yeah, I got to have like a spaceship or something.
36th wedding anniversary between Gail and Bill Engvall on December the 18th. Hopefully you're not going to be celebrating it on the road.
What day is the 18th? If it's a Friday or a Saturday, most likely I am.
Hey, you're in luck. It's on a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, then I'll be here.
I like that Friday and Saturday routine. That's really cool. That's what happens when we get older. We don't want to do anything during the week because we're napping.
I know, right? I saw something the other day. Somebody posted on Facebook. It made me laugh. It's like, you know you're getting older when you view a nap as punishment, and now you view it as a mini vacation. I was like, hey, man, that's me right there.
Bill Engvall on 98.5 NCX. Okay, couple of things here. And, God, you're just a sweetheart of a dude, and thanks for being that way.
Oh, no worries, man. That's very sweet of you to say that.
Hosts weekly podcast, My Two Cents. That's on Podcast One. Just Sell Him for Parts. Comedy special is going to be on Vudu, the streaming service. Of course, you remember him from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. And the show was on TBS, which is still, they show on occasion, too.
Yeah.
The Bill Engvall Show. Lorraine Palace Theater.
It's because of Jennifer Lawrence, not me. Yeah, we gave her first job.
Did you really?
Yeah.
She seems like a sweetheart of a girl, too.
She's great. She's just great. And you know what? I'm going to tell you what. We knew early on that if the show kept going, we were going to be writing the Jennifer Goes Off to College show because, you know, I remember walking in her dressing room and there was just stacks of movie scripts. And
mm-hmm.
Okay.
I hope the business or Hollywood doesn't ruin her because
my hope, too.
Yeah.
She's so, I don't think it will because, I mean, I think it did. Listen, you're not human if it doesn't eat at you a little bit. But I love her because she's just a little redneck. I mean, she's just a real deal. You know, she's very humble. Her family's awesome. We just had great. I'll tell you a funny story that when we were shooting the show.
Okay.
So we shoot on Friday. We would tape the show on Friday night. Well, one Saturday morning, like 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm lying in bed and I'm hearing Jennifer Lawrence's voice. I'm like, oh, wow, this is not cool. You're dreaming about Jennifer Lawrence. And I kind of woke up, and I still heard the voice. And I put on my clothes and walked to the top of the stairs and looked down, and there's Jenny. I said, what are you doing here? And she goes, oh, I'm borrowing your son's surfboard. He's going to teach me how to surf.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, you forget. She was still a kid. It was like, you know, she was a little kid.
Yeah, that's
not
a great
little
story.
17 or 18.
Well, did your son do a good job teaching her how to surf?
Apparently.
Evidently. Bill Engvall, maybe that could be your future daughter-in-law.
No, I don't need that. God.
Bill Engvall on 98.5 NCX. Lorraine Palace Theater this Saturday on the 8th. A couple of shows, 7 and 9:30. PM. God, tickets are really reasonably priced, 22 to 57.
Well, you know, I'm glad they did that because I hate when people overprice. You know, it's like, come on.
Because there's nothing you can do about the price.
No, and people think that's funny because you're right that you bring that up because people do think we set the price. It's not us. I'm glad that they kept it at a reasonable ticket price. And you know what? I'll tell your listeners out there, it'd be a great thing to come out and see the show right before the holidays because you're going to have in-laws showing up and, you know what, why don't we all just get together, have some laughs, and then we'll hit the holidays together.
Yeah, before the holidays come with your in-laws and you can't have any fun whatsoever.
Yeah, when you're contemplating your own death.
LorrainePalace.org and Ticketmaster. Also go to BillEngvall.com, B-I-L-L-E-N-G-V.
Yeah, by the way, you can't A-L-L. Buy tickets there, though.
You cannot buy tickets on your website?
No, okay. God, no.
So get them at Lorraine Palace.
I want to mess with that.
I got enough headaches with that website as it is.
Yeah, or Ticketmaster. Don't, because otherwise you'll be scrolling around billingbill.com. Unless you go and there's a link that I don't know about, but it won't be for me.
I got it up right now. No, you got to go to Ticketmaster or LorrainePalace.org.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, thank you so much, and a Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, same to you, buddy. Really, and a Happy New Year, and I hope everything, your family's happy and healthy, and if you get a chance to come by, let's have a couple laughs.
Absolutely, and a happy 36th wedding anniversary coming up here on Thank God for Him and Gail Tuesday.
Thanks, buddy. I'll see you later.
Oh, O'Reilly.
For
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!